By good chance, we have secretly managed to secure an unreleased interview recorded at the scene of the first Russian moon launch. Take it away, our correspondent there, Walter Pellick.
We are very privileged to have with us at our microphone a woman very much involved in the history-making event that is going to take place here at Red Square this afternoon. She is Mrs. Igor Mishkin, wife of the heroic cosmonaut who will be the first human being rocketed to the moon. Mrs. Mishkin, how are you?
How are you?
Well, you must be very proud of your husband, because after all, he is a national hero.
It's a living.
Well, I know that, Mrs. Mishkin, but I mean, to the entire nation, he is really a great hero.
The nation
now
doesn't have to live with him.
Yes. Well, I realize that, but we shan't discuss that now. Why don't you tell us about when he first told you about his launching to the moon?
He didn't tell me. You think that thing would discuss it with me? I'm only his wife. I'm just a woman. The woman sits at home. The man goes gallivanting around in space.
Oh, now, Mrs. Mishkin, gallivanting around in space.
Don't touch me. No. Look at him up there. Look at him. You think he wants to come out of that nose cone and face me? No good thing. If he came out, I'd tell him, Igor! Igor, you lousy, no good
Mrs. Mishkin, please, we're on the air. Mrs. Mishkin, the wives of the USSR
are chicken, that's what he is.
Now, Mrs. Mishkin, I wanted to tell you, I'm sure you will not consider it gallivanting when your husband plants the first Russian flag on the surface of the moon. No, I'm not kidding.
He's going to plant a flag? He can't even hang a picture.
Do you realize, Mrs. Mishkin, that Igor may even find life on the moon?
I hope so. That's what he has in mind, that thing. I saw what he did. He packed his tuxedo, you know that? Sinatra records. Martini shaker. Olives. Olives you had to take to the moon. That's smarty. Paisley shorts. You didn't think I see you snuck them in, huh?
Mrs. Mishkin, you don't seem to realize the great significance of Igor's trip.
You don't seem to realize the significance of Igor's trip. He wants to get out of the house. That's the significance of his trip. You should have heard him in the kitchen.
Ah, a sense of humor this woman has in all sorts of fear. She manages to keep up this heroic calm.
I'm glad the monkey's up there. He'll have friends.
What the heroic calm?
Get your hand away from my mouth.
Well, Mrs. Mishkin, I see our time is about up. It was a great pleasure talking with you. Before your husband takes off for outer space, have you any words you'd like to relay to him? Something perhaps that will speed him on his return.
Yeah, I got something to say, if he returns. Tell him to wipe his feet. I don't want him tracking moon all over my carpet.
Well, blast off, Igor Mishkin.
Blast off, Igor.